Well, we are here in the month of June, and we are looking forward, aren't we, to improvements and hopes that June the 21st will be another decisive day and improvements and fresh liberties being restored to us. Of course, as a church, we are hoping for that. We're hoping for that in all the other ways in which we might be able to dispense with some of the things that have become just part of life, haven't they? Just a way of life, a speed with which you can get a mask on and off now. You know, we're dab hands at that. And a host of other things too that we've had to get used to over the pandemic. But we're hoping, aren't we? Well, you read the paper headlines. It's going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen. It's not going to happen. June the 21st, wobbling. Will it? Won't it? Okay, maybe. Who's to say? Maybe we still have to wait a few more weeks. But it's a thought that's occurred to me more than a few times, probably occurred to you as well. What are we going to do with this liberty when we get it, if we get it? What are we going to do with it, June the 21st or whichever day that it is? Have we, in this time when we haven't had these things, been getting into a better place so that when things do get a bit more back to normal, get more freedom to do a few more things, that we can actually benefit from that freedom and we're actually going to be able to enjoy it in the best possible sense of the word? The other week when I was in London, and that was the first Saturday after the kind of new improvements and people could go to pubs or whatever else they could do. And wow, a number of people pouring into London, young people, youngish people, and you could see just what they were about and where they were going. And so that little measure of liberty that came to us mid-May, I looked and thought, I don't know whether you people are really, really making best use of that liberty and the things that you're going to be up to and doing. I really just don't think. If you've been waiting right through that pandemic, that this has been your big moment, well, we can go out, I don't know, get drunk, do all the things that go with that, then that's a pretty, pretty shabby, pretty sad sort of use of liberty. So what about us? Have we got better plans than that? Are we in the process now, while we haven't had all these things, maybe just had a bit more time on our hands to think, reflect, are we going to be in a good position when liberty comes to actually do something good with it? For some of the things we as the people of God are hoping to see, maybe this month, I'm not promising, but maybe this month we'll be able to have a cup of tea or coffee after the service. Maybe. But I'll put it no stronger than that. But what are we going to talk about when we do have our cups of tea and coffee? Have we got something good to talk about while we linger a bit longer and we have that opportunity? Is there enough going on in our hearts, in our minds, that when we come maybe to speak a bit more, that there's something worthwhile happening in us that's going to make it worthwhile listening to us when we speak? There's a question. Liberty coming, perhaps, maybe. Cup of tea, cup of coffee, a biscuit, whatever, after the service. Are we in a good position to actually make the best of that liberty? Singing. How many psalms begin with the command, the encouragement, the exhortation to sing? And we get up, and then what's the thing we don't do is sing. Well, we're singing somewhere in here, aren't we? And we're looking forward to singing. Yes. But when you sing, what is it you're looking forward to? What is this singing? Well, it's about worship, isn't it? It's about God. We're singing to him, not for our own pleasure or whatever. Well, you know, you can sing for your pleasure there at home, whatever else. We're singing for God's pleasure. We are singing to him. And I think, you know, we've wrestled with this one, haven't we, here to sing, to not to sing. Some churches are singing, some aren't. We're not, but we're looking forward to the day when we can. Is the God we're going to be singing to, is he becoming more to us or less to us, or somehow the same to us, which is another way of saying less to us? Is he, when we can, take up our hymn books and maybe with, without masks, who knows, but we are able to sing, have we got something to sing about? Do we have an idea of whom we're singing to that's clearer, more biblical, a bit firmer? There's a liberty coming back, but are we in a position to actually use that liberty as is spiritual and as is good. Evangelism, we're hoping, aren't we, as things get better, do more things there, maybe September's the big kickoff time, if you will, for more of those things. But when we come to be able to speak to people, unbelieving people, non-Christian people, are we in a position to say to them something more now than we could have said to them a year and a half ago? Do we have a testimony that sort of got bigger and bigger, that the Lord Jesus Christ, what he is to us, just has got bigger and bigger? When that liberty then comes, we have actually got more to say. And that doesn't necessarily mean more words, but it means that in those words, there's more. We're a bit more. His love's touched us a bit more. His mercy has just refined us and captivated us a bit more. And there's something more to be said. Not to say number of words, but just which words and how we say those words, the meaning that we can put into those words, because that's what Christ now is meaning to us. He's grown on us. So liberties are coming. Yeah, don't press me as to when. You keep listening to the news or whatever else there and make what you will of that. But surely, soon, one day, yes. But are we in a good position when that comes to make the best use of those liberties? Are we, spiritually speaking, in the best place that we can be to be able to make the best use of those opportunities, those freedoms when they come? I ask myself that question. I ask us all that question. Well, let's come now, not sing our second hymn. 155 in our hymn books, there is above all others, 155.